with maroon lettering, striping, and numbers, and Gophers diagonally down their chest. So red against gold tonight. The Golden Gopher down the chest. The Gophers in their home gold uniforms with maroon lettering, striping, and numbers, and Gophers diagonally down their chest.
AMidwest.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big close save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the logo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. But gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Referees tonight, Jake Rakuki and Tony Check, Chad Roethlisberger and Nicholas Bradshaw, the linesman in the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit, Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers in their road Cardinal uniforms, white trim, Wisconsin diagonal down the chest. The Gophers in their home gold uniforms with maroon lettering, striping, and numbers, and Gophers diagonally down their chest. So red against gold tonight, the Golden Gophers and the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin will attack the goal to our right. Brock Caulfield won the opening faceoff. Mike Borlicki tried to send it deep, flubbed it a bit, but Carson Bantel fired it in. Justin Close plays it along the side of the net. They'll try to break out. Luke Mittelstadt got it to Matthew Nyes. Now Logan Cooley, center of the ice, fanning off to the near side wing is Jimmy Snuggerud. Good-sized freshman, Matthew D. St. Val on him. Snuggerud tries to drag it around behind his back in the left corner. Lost the puck momentarily. Shot got through off the stick of Luke Mittelstadt. Went off another stick and ricocheted to the left of Bo to the far corner. Minnesota pulls it off the wall. Hard to the net goes Snuggerud. It was batted off his stick by Borlicki. Moved to the corner now. Bantle tries to retrieve there. Carson back up on his skates after falling down, then got hooked, it appeared, by Snuggerud or Cooley. Shot from the near side by Snuggerud. Stopped by Mo. Almost got underneath his right wing. But Jared able to bring his glove up and keep his shoulder in place and stop that shot from Jimmy Snuggerud. 46 seconds in, no score.
Kind of what we expected for that top line for Minnesota. Wisconsin kept it mostly to the outside there. Got a couple pucks on net, tried to redirect on one of them, but Jared Moe had plenty of vision for everything that came to him, and he made a save at the end.
Owen Lindmark's on the ice now with Jack Horbach and Zach Erdahl. Here's Ben Dexheimer out of his own zone up to the red line right by the benches in front of us. Bounces one towards Close, who left it out in front of the net and then whacked out of harm's way by the Gophers out to center ice. Daniel Lodge stopped the puck. Now it's deflected off a stick and back to Dexheimer.
That was a dangerous rebound there by Close on the first save he saw. I think it was Owen Lindmark following it up, was right there for the rebound, but Minnesota's stick got there a fraction of a second before his did.
Cole Center's got a big ice surface. This one's even bigger, 200 by 100. The corners are very deep. A lot of room to roam and attack. Here's Anthony Kerr now. Sauced ahead for Jack Korniak. Gains the red line and flips it to the corner. First man there will be Charlie Stramel. Good to see that he was invited to the USA Hockey tryout camp for the World Junior Championship later this month in Nova Scotia. Puck out near the Gophers' blue line. Hughlin picks it up, and he'll scoop it down deep. First man there is Wisconsin's Kerr. Rimmed it around the corner. Stramel let it go. Actually, that's Luke LeMaster, who pivots back towards in front of the net. Out to the point now. They swing it near side. Eric Johnson shot. That went off his stick, then the high glass. Ryan Johnson, not Eric Johnson. Beg your pardon.
Been a few years.
Yes, it's been a few years. Jack Korniak now sends it to the corner. He gets to it first in the offensive zone to our right. Slowed by Ryan Chesley, good-looking freshman defenseman, also invited to that USA camp. The Gophers have four players, Chesley and Luke Mittelstadt, Logan Cooley among the others. Jimmy Snuggerud the other. Here's Kuhlemans now up the middle of the ice. Here's Liam Malmquist. Right wing pass for Stang. Good defense by Chesley, the 6 foot, 200 pound freshman defenseman. Got his stick in the way of that pass, and it caromed up and over the glass and into the crowd stopping play. 2 minutes and 34 seconds into the first. Wisconsin and Minnesota scoreless. Dominic Mersch on the ice now with Malmquist and Stang. Patient from the red line, and Kuhlemans now tees it up and hammers it down in. Malmquist played it behind the net to the stick of Mersch. He'll bump it out to the right point, and Kuhlemans, he'll shoot one again to the left of the goaltender off the end boards. Vorlicki tried to bump it aloft the wall for Mersch. Got through to him. Now Vorlicki, Stang, pass got to the slot. Mersch's shot blocked. And then it caroms around to the near side. Kuhlemans able to hold to the corner. Stang, nice pass. Mersch, off-balance shot right through the top of the crease. Vorlicki in deep for Wisconsin. Now Malmquist tried to bump it out to Stang. No luck, and gathered in by Nyes with speed. Stang tries to stay with him. Nyes, the left-hander, right wing, comes in. Gets a quality shot, and though kept it out of there. Ricocheted out to the point. Now Cooley with a floater towards the net. Almost batted in. Connor Kurth, fourth line right winger, was in the vicinity. May have gotten the blade of his stick on the puck, and now it rolls back into the Minnesota zone.
We're lucky trying to create some offense there. One guy on that line, Sam Stang, covered him for the point. We were talking about guys that kind of gained some confidence. He's been a fourth liner the last few weeks. He's looked a lot, looked more comfortable.
Hauerbach, hard to the net, left wing, tucked it around the defender and almost snuck it between the pads of Close. Beautiful, hard charging move by Jack Hauerbach. And now here comes Minnesota in transition. Nice center of the ice, chips it to Cooley, left wing, cuts in, holds onto the puck, backhands it home. Mo without his helmet, the goal comes off its pegs prior to the puck going across the goal line, it appeared, but Cooley, so patient with the puck, so cool with the puck, cutting left wing, just dangled, and then Mo collided with the cage, and we'll see if the referees take a look at it.
I think Daniel Lodge might be the one that knocked in it to Jared Mo and knocked him over, and that one post was still on, and it was definitely would have been a goal if the net was on. They kind of changed that rule a few years ago. But Cooley coming through the slot, just opened up his legs, kind of almost like a playground play, and went to the front of the net and backhanded it into an empty net.
Logan Cooley at 4:01 puts Minnesota on top. Tony Granato getting an explanation from the referees now about why that goal should have counted. But Lotch tumbled back into Mo, who lost his helmet, and the goal team come off one of its pegs, but the other stayed. And again, a long conversation now with one of the referees and Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And it looks like he's talking with Jake Rakuki and still chatting a bit. Now Andy Brandt has joined the conversation.
I don't know, Daniel Lotch, if he caught an edge going back or if he got bumped. There's a Badger and a Gopher right in front of him, too, that might have created some contact with Daniel Lotch and knocked him over into Mo.
Yeah, Jack Hauerbach was right around that area. Logan Cooley at 4:01. That's his eighth goal of the season. He was the number two star in the Big Ten last weekend. 2 goals, 5 points, plus 5 in the sweep at Michigan State. Now the Badgers cough it up. Another chance. Good back check. Brody Lamb wide open, and Bantle able to whack his stick, preventing him from shooting the puck. Boy, he was open right circle.
He was. What a recovery by Bantle. Came back and from behind, took the puck away and skated the other way with it.
Bantle with his back to the net behind the cage, tried a blind pass in front. It went off the paddle of Justin Close's stick, and then he was able to locate the puck and cover it up. 1-0 Minnesota, 15:36 into the opening period. Cooley from Nyes and Snuggerud at 4:01.
The Badgers have not gotten out of the gates this year. That's 11 times in 17 games now the other team scored, but it hasn't really affected the results. They still won 4 of those games.
Tyson Jugnauth hands it off the wall. Long-range shot by Cruz Lucius. Hit his teammate Charlie Stramel in the slot, and now a collision far corner as Korniak got wiped out. A penalty coming up on Minnesota. Tough angled shot by Jugnauth. Stopped by Close. He grabs, but a penalty on Minnesota. Wisconsin's going to get a power play, and it's the first penalty against the Gophers in 4 games.
Amazing. But that one was away from the play. The one you called about Gorniak going down in the corner, that's exactly what it was called on. The puck was to the left of both the players, and Minnesota came in and just put their stick in the hip of Jack Gorniak and flipped him over. So Badgers get a power play here. Minnesota hasn't had much practice on this lately, as you mentioned.
No, their penalty kill. They're 5 for their last 5 on the penalty kill, but didn't have to kill off a single one last weekend in East Lansing. So the penalty on favorite 444. Badgers on a quartz power play. Wisconsin this season about 15%, less than 9% in league play, just 3 of 35. Wisconsin went 1 for 12 last weekend against Michigan, but the Badgers gained the zone and set things up on the power play. Right wing D. St. Val. His shot fought off by Close, may have hit him in the side of the face, and then off the glass far corner and all the way down to the Minnesota zone.
Yeah, last weekend, Wisconsin's power play the first night was they got one and they looked pretty good, and then Michigan got way more aggressive the second night, and the Badgers weren't able to adjust. So I'm sure they've worked on that a little bit this week.
Kuhlemans with it, left point. Big right-handed defenseman skates down to the half wall. Bantle in front of the net. Caulfield working in the bumper position. Here's St. Foul, top of the right circle. Jugnauth open, shot, missed it. Just to the left of the outstretched glove of Close. And then it ricocheted off the end boards and Caulfield on goal. Close had to keep that out. Kuhlemans to the left point. Power play continues for another 50 seconds. Badgers down 1-0 early on here at Mariucci. Jugnauth shot came free. Bounced right to Kuhlemans. His shot blocked by the defenseman Ryan Johnson. And then it's knocked out to center ice, and DeSaint Fowl has to hustle after it with Matthew Nyes on him. DeSaint Fowl spins away from the pressure. Now goes to Kuhlemans. Wisconsin will change up its power play unit. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Gophers lead 1-0 on Logan Cooley's goal at 4:01.
So much room in the offensive zone. Badgers had pretty good puck possession there. Got a couple of shots teed off, but obviously no success yet.
Cruz Lucius just skated into traffic and lost the puck. Easy clear by Minnesota on the penalty kill. Gophers on the PK this season, 80%, 9 power play goals allowed and 45 chances against. Jack Gorniak now gains the red line. Rubbed off by Cooley, got it deep. First to it, defenseman Jackson Lacombe spins into a double team. Gophers back at full strength. Badgers with a puck try to cycle off the end boards. Unsuccessful at that attempt. Stuggerud able to pitch it out to center. So the Gophers back at full strength. 7 minutes gone by, opening period. 1-0 Minnesota. Charlie Stramel has points in 4 of his last 5 games, I should say. Puck to flex free. Mason Nevers break out up the middle to the defenseman Lacombe. Right side now, it's Bryce Brodzinski. Sauce pass across to Jackson Nelson. He went far down with a rocket from the left circle. 2-0 Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota had numbers on that rush. Dominic Merce lost his stick and went flying in the defensive zone. He went to chase after it, and another forward, I didn't see who it was, went to the bench to change. So it was 4-on-3 for Minnesota, and the trailing forward picked up the one-timer and just hammered that thing right past Jared Moe.
Career high 7 goals now this season for senior Jackson Nelson from Magnolia, Minnesota. Bryce Brodzinski will get the primary assist. It's 7:21. Minnesota leads 2-0. And the Badgers have dug themselves an early hole, but they've done this before and battled back to win games. We saw it against Michigan a week ago tonight.
It's happened a couple times. It happened against LIU also.
Here's Malmquist now. Long range shot from the left wing, partially deflected. Merce kept it alive here. Staying turnaround shot. Oh, coming out on top of his crease. Close to make a nice sliding knee save. Gorlicki now sets up Malmquist. His shot blocked. Loose in the slot. Gathered in by Charlie Strobel. Now a whistle and another penalty on Minnesota as Connor Kurth cross-checked Liam Malmquist, and the Badgers get another quartz power play. What's going on with Minnesota? I thought they didn't take penalties.
Well, Kurth put his hands right up in Liam Malmquist's face. Malmquist went spinning. Kurth sort of towards the box, put his hands up like, "What? Why did I get called for that?" But hands were at least up in the face. I'd like to see a replay. Malmquist went down really hard, so I'm wondering if might have helped a little, but either way, Minnesota is back in the penalty box.
Cross-checking on Kurth at 7:58. Badgers steal the puck in the offensive zone. Goal line left. Kuhlemans now left point. Right side, it's DeSaint Fowl. Walks down to the half wall. Here's Jugnauth. Shot got through off the stick. Bounces around to the right of the goaltender. Bantle now has it. Heaves it off the wall. Whacked at by Nelson, but not out. Nice hold by Jugnauth. DeSaint foul. Down low Bantle. Intended for Caulfield as he put it right in front of the blue paint. But Brock couldn't get a stick on it. And then a misfire by Kulemans to the point man Jugnauth. And it sends it puck all the way back to the Wisconsin zone. But Jared Moe quickly up to Kulemans. Got tied up in the circle and Lacombe took it away. He'll just lift it through center ice all the way down on Jared Moe. He paddles it ahead for Kulemans, and now Matthew DeSaint foul. 1:10 to go in the power play. Badgers down 2-0, less than 9 minutes into the game.
Two pretty good passes by Jared Moe. One catching Minnesota on a change. The next one with kind of a little traffic around him. Made a nice breakout pass for Wisconsin to get the puck back up the ice.
Logan Cooley out on the penalty kill. Very active young man. Cooley, a first-round draft pick of the Arizona Coyotes this year, third overall. They're loaded with NHL draft picks, 13 in all in the lineup tonight for Bob Motzko's club. Pass behind the net and intended for Stramel. It deflected off the stick of Johnson. Came free. Badgers have it. Korniak off to Lucius. Now Stramel. He scores. Power play goal for the Badgers. 2-1.
Oh, the Badgers needed that one bad. Back in the game here. 2-1. But a lot of bouncy pucks around the Minnesota goal here tonight so far. And this one goes the Badgers' way. With Lucius, Gorniak getting the puck to Stramel, just pounded it into an empty net.
Charlie Stramel with his fourth goal of the season. Lucius and Gorniak with the helpers. And it comes at 9:27, and Wisconsin with a big power play goal cuts the deficit in half. Face off, Sam Stang. In the offensive zone, got it caught up in his skates, lost it. Now Cooley with a pass to Snuggerud. He was open, and he caught it. He had an angle to the net. Pass Mike Warlicki. Snuggerud juggles right wing in the offensive zone. Planted to the ice by Dominic Mersch. Dom now with the puck, but muffed it a bit. Bounces around a little bit. Another collision below the goal line. This with Snuggerud and Warlicki. Eventually the Badgers have it. 3-on-2. Pass left wing. Malmquist. Shoulder save made by Close. And Malmquist shoved down from behind by defenseman Ryan Chesley. And up to center ice it comes. 2-1 Minnesota halfway through the first. Rhett Pitlick pass across. Got all the way through and then Moe bobbled that long range shot by the defenseman Chesley right off his blocker to his left. Now here's Kerr. Lead feed Erdahl, left wing, defended by Chesley. Put it in front, hoping to hit the stick of Lindmark just a bit too far. Then LeMaster put a forearm into Garrett Pinanimi. But Pinanimi comes up with it. Little left-hander flips it down towards the Badgers' net. Moe stops it and whacks it along to the near side. LeMaster got enough of it out to center. Bantle tries to dump it in. Lindmark giving chase, trying to work around the freshman defenseman Luke Mittelstedt. They have gotten away with a hold. Pass right wing. Dexheimer's shot over the top of the cage. May have been deflected off a stick.
Like Lindmark learned something from watching the World Cup, grabbing the shirt as the guy going in front of him and pulling himself right past.
Battling in the far corner, defenseman Daniel Lotch. Dexheimer now pinches in right wing. Strobel lost the puck, and Bantle throws it to open ice in the Minnesota zone. Badgers need a change, however. 8:45 remaining opening period. Minnesota 2, Wisconsin 1. Jackson Lacombe now with the puck. Second-round pick Anaheim a couple of years ago. Jackson Nelson, goal line right, back behind the net. Left wing, Brodzinski, big pass save made by Moe on a quality shot by Bryce Brodzinski. And now Wisconsin, nope, icing's been waved off. They'll come up the middle of the ice. Brodzinski with it now. 8 goals for him. 12 as a junior a year ago. Gorniak meets Nelson and slows the rush. Badgers take the puck away. Through center ice to our right is Gorniak. Slowed nicely by Brock Faber. Maybe the best defenseman in the Big Ten. Puck slides free. Lucius steals. Back behind the net. Pass blind. Brock Caulfield. Now Gorniak with a chance. Stopped by Close. He's well out of his net to the right of the cage. Eventually the Gophers take it away. Badgers with a golden opportunity to tie it.
Oh, nifty small area pass right around the net. Two quickies to Brock Caulfield. I don't think he got everything on the shot, but he was right in the slot. Tried a one-time wrister, and again, I think he just got a little flub on it.
Badgers bank it out to center. Back to get it now, Ryan Johnson from Irvine, California. First round draft pick of Buffalo a couple of years ago. He'll someday play for Donnie Granato's Sabres. Nyes in the corner of the Wisconsin zone to the right of Moe. Now Cooley, blind between the legs pass, read beautifully by Wisconsin's Cruz Lucius and stole it and then shifted out to center. Now the Gophers retreat into their own zone. Zach Erdahl is tied up with the Gopher. On the far side, that's Chesley. The fans wanted a penalty, nothing called. Cooley now into the offensive end. Borlicki slowed him along the end boards. Now the Badgers try to break out. Erdahl at the red line will hammer it down in. 7 minutes to go in the third. First, Badgers very aggressive, applying forechecking pressure, but the Gophers break out neatly. Here's Snuggerud now, cuts to the high slot, drop back Nyes, wide open, and the club saved by Moe from 10 feet out. Nyes and Moe, one-on-one, and Jared with a big save. 6:49 left in the opening period. Minnesota leads Wisconsin 2-1. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Clary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClaryBuilding.com to see the Clary difference. Minnesota 2, Wisconsin 1. Freshman Charlie Stramel, the lone marker for the Badgers so far. 6:45 left in period number one. Mike Kester dumped it in, the left-handed defenseman. Of course, in Kuhlman's first there for the Badgers. Now it's lifted out to center. Lindmark's out there to win the defensive zone faceoff. Now he'll change. Malmquist joins his linemates Dominic Mersch and Sam Stang. Malmquist able to reach the puck at center, patient with it, and dumps it down into the left corner. First man there was Kester. Dominic Mersch in for the forecheck, but wiped out. And now Nevers taps it off to Pitlick. Three Badgers back, and Wisconsin wins the puck free, and Stang sends it to center, chased down by Malmquist. Tries to cut in right wing, tough to do against Lacombe. Finds a trailer. Here's De St. Thal, put it behind his back to the left wing. Backhand shot, missed the net. Pretty play, just off target. And now Jackson reads the cycle pass by Malmquist, took it away below the Minnesota goal line and skates all the way out to the right wing into the Wisconsin zone. And a quick snapshot off the stick of the trailing Brock Caulfield. And that sails into the mesh, stopping play. 5:49 left in the first. Minnesota leads Wisconsin 2-1. Shots on goal 10-8 in favor of the Badgers.
Yeah, I know the scoreboard is not what you want, but so far you're pretty happy with how Wisconsin's played. Most of it feels like offensive zone possession for Wisconsin. Minnesota has come up the ice on rushes and been dangerous there, and Wisconsin has been the team with the puck the most in the offensive zone. So, like so far.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. And a collision at center ice. Gordiak wiped out by Rod Faber. Charlie Stramel went up high on the defenseman in the far corner of the Minnesota zone. But we play on. Badgers have yet to be penalized tonight. The Gophers with a pair, and Wisconsin took advantage of one of them. Now the Badgers dump it down in. Close will leave it off for Brock Faber. Thought about going behind the net. Stramel in the way. Then came up the middle and Cruz Lucius got in the way. But Minnesota eventually breaks out and they'll set it down in. Wisconsin first to the puck but spun around to the far side. Connor Kurth goes to get it in the corner. And a pass to Nelson. Wide open right circle. But the pass not in his wheelhouse. Out too far in front of him. And when Nelson tried to catch and shoot, the Badgers defended and cleared. Under 5 minutes left in the opening. Now gathered in by Snuggerud to the right circle. Nyes! And in traffic, got a pretty good shot off. Moe with a save. Jared stopped 8 of 10.
You mentioned Tyson Jugnauth making a heck of a defensive play.
Shot from the point, deflected behind the net. Now gathered in by Snuggerud to the right circle.
hand of Jared Moe at 18:31. Cooley's second goal of the game, ninth of the year. 4-1 Minnesota after one period of play. Shots on goal in favor of the Gophers at Cooley for a breakaway on Moe, and he buried it above the glove hand of Jared Moe at 18:31. Cooley's second goal of the game, ninth of the year. 4-1 Minnesota after... Minnesota, winners of 9 of 11, hosting Wisconsin, game one of a weekend series. Badgers had won 5 of 6 coming to Mariucci Arena. Minnesota got on the board first, 4:01 into the opening period. Logan Cooley, a dangling move left wing to beat Jared Moe, who was knocked out of the play, basically, by his own teammates. Cooley scored his eighth of the year from Matthew Nyes and Jimmy Snuggerud to make it 1-0. About 3 minutes later, Jackson Nelson with a wicked rocket from the left circle. Bryce Brodzinski and Jackson Lacombe helpers. Nelson's seventh goal of the year, 2-0 at that point. But the Badgers got their second power play after a Connor Kurth cross-checking penalty, and Charlie Stramel beat Justin Close for his fourth goal of the season. Cruz Lucius and Jack Gorniak with helpers at 9:27. It was a 2-1 game at that point, and it looked good for the Badgers, who were even shots on goal for a while. But then Minnesota got a power play after an interference penalty to Anthony Kerr, and Bryce Brodzinski shot one low to the ice that beat Moe at 18 minutes. Brodzinski's ninth of the year with Ryan Johnson and Luke Mittelstedt with the helpers. And then shortly after that, Matthew Nyes sprung Cooley for a breakaway on Moe, and he buried it above the glove hand of Jared Moe at 18:31. Cooley's second goal of the game, ninth of the year. 4-1 Minnesota after one period of play. Shots on goal in favor of the Gophers at 14-12. Moe with 10 saves, Close with 11. And again, Paul, it looked pretty good about halfway through, even, you know, with 2 minutes left in the first period. Badgers were down just one.
Yeah, but Wisconsin, at least puck possession-wise in the zone, they had pretty good play for most of the first period. Minnesota, a couple of transitions. Really, every time there was a mistake or something happened, the puck ended up back in Wisconsin's net. Daniel Lodge knocking out Jared Moe for one. The one shot by Jackson Nelson, that one is just absolute blast. Then the power play, the puck gets loose in the corner, and Bryce Brodzinski ends up finding himself open after the puck bounced off a shot block. And then at the end, I think it was a 4-on-2 for Wisconsin. You turn the puck over on a 4-on-2, you're probably going to have a problem. And yeah, That's exactly what happened. Minnesota ended up with a breakaway, and that is the story of the first period.
Yep, Minnesota 4, Wisconsin 1 after 1. Ho-Chunk first intermission reports coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Save big money at Menards and find the right tool for your drywall project with Senco. Senco tools make work easier and faster, along with quality you can trust. The Duraspin Auto Feed Screw Gun features blazing fast speed in a compact design. It's perfect for drywall, underlayment, and cement boards. Finish your renovations with the best tools for the job from Senco and find them at Menards. Plus, get a Menards gift card, the perfect gift this season.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Michigan State beat Michigan 2-1. Spartans have as many wins this season, 12 overall, as they had all of last year. And Penn State scored 3 goals in the third to win at Notre Dame 5-2. Wisconsin women won at Minnesota State tonight 5-2. Here the Badger men trail Minnesota 4-1 in the second period. It's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 28 tonight under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 35, overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow night, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 28. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 30.
States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Ryan Posick, Paul Campobianco here at Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis. The Gophers start the second period with a 4-1 lead on the Wisconsin Badgers. Faceoff knocked all the way down to the Wisconsin goal to our right. And that's where Jared Moe leaves it off for Mike Gorlicki. Badgers try to head man up through center. It's loose across the Gopher blue line. Gathered in by Mittelstadt. The pass ahead for Logan Cooley, but he is offside. You know, Paul, if you didn't look at the scoreboard, that first period was pretty even with all the other statistics.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin was leading in shots 10-8 at one point and ended up 15-12 for Minnesota, but power plays, one goal each. Even the shot chart, you look at it, it looks pretty even on there.
Attempted shots were even. Badgers blocked 7 shots. Actually, the Gophers blocked 7 shots in that opening period. Faceoff virtually even. Charlie Stramel won 4 out of 5. But the Gophers potted 4. The Badgers just 1. Kuhlman's pinches offensive zone. Puck popped free to Aaron Hughlin. Hughlin across the line tries to fend off 2 Badgers. Good back check by Caulfield, but a penalty's been called. And it's on Corson Kuhlman's who's going to get the gate. I was watching the puck carrier, and I'm not sure what Corson did, but he's in the sin bin, and Minnesota's going to get another power play.
Got a call for interference penalty. You know, Minnesota tried to cut towards the net, and Corson Kuhlman's kind of put some body on him as he tried to cut behind him and knocked him over, and now Minnesota gets a second power play of the game.
They win the faceoff too. Lacombe. Now here's Cooley, top of the right circle to the goal line nines. They change places back to Cooley goal line. And they switch again. Now Lacombe, far side Snuggerud, defending him. Lindmark out high. Shot by Lacombe. May have gone off the backside of Cooley. Ricocheted to the corner. Pass towards the slot intended for Jackson. Defended well by Lindmark and sent down by Daniel Lodge. And the Badgers have been so good on their penalty kill prior to tonight. Killed off 43 of the previous 48 power plays against. About 89%, 93% over the last 7 games or so. Now the Badgers back checking, knock the puck free deep in their own zone. Mersch takes a look over both shoulders and able to sneak it past Snuggerud, and it rolls all the way down to the Minnesota zone to our left.
Some of the best action for Wisconsin over the last month or so has been on the penalty kill, especially when Lindmark and Horbach have been out there, and they did the job on that first penalty kill shift.
Snuggerud drops back now to Nelson. Mersch on him, whacks at him once or twice. Nelson just carries it back behind the net. Out to the point he goes, and Lacombe. Right wing Brodzinski out near the blue line. Difficult pass, somehow got through. Snuggerud steps around LeMaster, but lost the puck as Luke put a little body on him, and Stang picked it up the puck and then dumps it down in. Badgers will change their penalty killers. 35 seconds left on the Minnesota power play. Gophers lead 4-1, 2 minutes into the second. Pass by Kester, intended for Brodzinski, knocked away, and Horbach will race after it, but close calmly behind his net, just backhand paddles it over to the near side, and Kester. Toronto Maple Leafs draft choice, Mike Kester from Chaska, Minnesota. Skates up into the offensive zone. Trailer, Brodzinski right wing. Cross-ice pass. Far side for Nevers. Good stick by Lindmark up into the crowd, and a nice catch by a fan in the stands. 10 seconds left of the Gophers' power play. 4-1 Minnesota early second period.
Talked about Horvath and Lindmark already once. That one just looks so comfortable out there with Lindmark just standing in place. Calmly saw the puck come across, put a stick out, knocked it out of play.
Yep.
Just super confident on the penalty kill, those two guys together.
Pinonimi to take the draw with Lindmark to the left of Jared Moe. Warning on Pinonimi from Mound, Minnesota. The linesman, Nick Bradshaw, making sure that Pinonimi's in proper position. Badgers, Lindmark won the faceoff, and Lotch fires it all the way down, and the Badgers able to kill off Minnesota's second power play of the game. 2.5 minutes into the second, 4-1 Gophers. Pinonimi off to Kurth now. From behind, Horvath puts some pressure on him. Kurth still got the shot off out over the outstretched glove of Moe. Badgers run it down. Lucius right down the middle comes Stramel. Lucius Topol never got the shot off. Fanned on it. Defended nicely by Luke Middlestead. He had a receiver, if you will, right down the slot, but just couldn't get him the puck.
Yeah, you're talking about Middlestead played that perfectly. I think it was Stramel cutting down the middle, yep. But he never really gave him the passing lane.
Kurth coughed it up, and then he gets it back. The Badgers will retrieve deep in their zone as Minnesota changes. 3 minutes into the third, or second, that is. 4-1 Minnesota. Long lead feed. Lucius couldn't catch. Gophers break out right up the middle. Brody Lamb fans off to his right. Hard to the net. Fuglin drop pass backside. Pitlick. Nice play by a sliding Stramel to free the puck for Gorniak. 2-on-2 potentially. Gorniak wanted to carry it around behind the defenseman Thomas, but puck slid off the toe of his stick, and the Gophers go and get it. Lobbed ahead now. Knocked down nicely by Lamb. Stops along the half boards. Now Hughlin wanted to cycle back to Lamb, but Caulfield got in the way. Now Rhett Pitlick lost it to Caulfield. Dexheimer has it for Wisconsin. Head up as he skates along the right wing wall. Blue line, red line to the Gopher blue line. Couldn't get it deep. Knocked down by Thomas. Lead feed Pitlick. He's got speed. There to help. Out was Kerr, but Pitlick zipped one past Moe inside the near post. Oh, a tough angled shot. 5-1 Minnesota.
That's the second shot we've heard tonight that hit a bar and went in the net. Pitlick way on the left side, especially how wide this rink is. He was way on the outside the hash mark, or right at the hash mark, and just chinked it off the far post and into the net.
Rhett Pitlick, that's his 7th goal this season, his 6th in the last 7 games. 5-1 Gophers, and Jared Moe has been pulled for the junior from Manchester, Missouri, Kyle McClellan. At the 4-minute mark, Moe lasted 24 minutes in his second return to Minnesota. 5 goals allowed on 20 shots.
He wanted to play well so badly tonight, and obviously it didn't work out for him.
Kyle McClellan, 1-2 this season, a .303 goals against, an .862 save percentage. He won the last game he played a couple of weeks back at the Kohl Center. Badgers down 5-1 early second period. Faber centering pass to Nyes in front of the net. Defended nicely by Kerr. Cooley blind pass. Ricocheted free, and it bounced to Nyes, who got a backhander off from short range. And McClellan with a first early big stop.
Wisconsin was ready to skate that out of the zone. One of, I don't know who it was, one of the Badgers had a quick reaction and swung a stick back behind him and knocked a puck that was Badgers were about to skate out.
Lindmark to the corner in Kerr. Badgers try to exit their zone, but Horvath, unaware that there was a defender right on him, lost the puck. Now backside, it came free. Cooley, little deke, and he shot it off the side of the net. Now slot pass intended for Nyes, cut off by Horvath. Badgers still can't clear. Good hustle by Faber, who dumps it in, and the fans here at Mariucci appreciate the effort for those in maroon and gold. And now Horvath gets to it and banks it up off the glass high and out.
Minnesota kept that at the blue line 3 times before he finally figured out a way.
Here's a shot from the left circle by Brodzinski. Calm glove save made by McClellan, and he hangs on for a faceoff.
That's tough to come on in the way Kyle McClellan did. He's jumped right into it here. He's made two or three saves immediately since he's been in this game.
I think I gave you improper statistics for Mo. He gave up 5 goals on 16 shots. Oh, here's a shot from the right wing by Stang. Rebound left by Close. Malmquist had a chance, but that was gloved and held on to.